Mike DeVito has a knee sprain. Eric Fisher has a shoulder that's bothering him. Tyson Jackson has a abdominal strain. And then John Osamoa went through the walkthrough. He's going to work to practice today and see what he can do. And he had calf spasms, and he's got a little bit of a shoulder contusion. We've got to make sure that we continue to study him, and then get ourselves ready to play. And it starts today with the practice. So I had a good walkthrough, and then we'll get out there and get to work this afternoon. We brought in Kyle Love, which I did mention, who's a defensive tackle, nose guard, defensive tackle. So, and he'll work in, and we appreciate everything that Toribio did here. He's a good kid and worked very hard. But again, John and our staff felt that Kyle has a chance to help us, so we'll give him a chance, see what he can do here. Time's yours.
What role do you see playing?
I think it'll be more the nose, nose position than. But he's done both. New England, they kind of moved him back and forth. And I know you know that he's got the type 2 diabetes. He's got that under control. His weight's good. He looks like he's in pretty good shape. So Rick felt that, and our docs felt that, that wasn't an issue right now. His weight had been up, and it was an issue at that time. But he's got that under control, which you've got to do with that. So. Yeah, there's a chance he could work in, and I gotta see how he does in practice, and then talk with the defensive guys. But right now, I tell you, he's got playing experience, which helps in games.
Has he thrived more as kind of a one gap or two gap guy?
Well, at New England, he did two gap, but in their jet package, he had to work some one gap stuff and pass rush, and then Jacksonville, he did some stuff there, where he had to get up the field, but he can do. I mean, he's capable of doing either.
You had mentioned on Monday the need to start fast. When you look at your third down conversion rate, percentage wise, where do you want to see that realistically?
Well, I want to see it at 100%, but that's not realistic. But that's what we're shooting for. So you want to be able to continue to move the chains and be efficient with that. You get up above 50 and into the 60s, that's normally you're doing pretty good. It depends a little bit on when you analyze that, on how many third and 3-6 categories, 7-10 categories, 11-plus categories that you're dealing with. Percentages decrease, obviously, as you increase the yardage, but that's how we look at it.
I know it's next man up. Next man up on that right side of the offensive line. How did Schwartz and Stevenson work together in a little bit at Denver?
And
just
yeah.
How do you see that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Stevenson would work in Schwartz would work in at the guard spot, Stevenson in the tackle spot. So if it came down to that, I've got confidence in both of them. They've got play time under their belt and good, solid play time. So I have no problem with either one of them playing.
Yeah. But would they have two, though?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, either both could play. I'm good with either one if it came down to that. I don't think it's going to come down to that, but if it does, I'm good with that.
You know, like the last handful of games, you're taking some more shots downfield, trying to get some big plays. What's the balance, and is it even possible to be the best team in the league at taking care of the ball and make big plays? Is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, I think you can do that, sure. Yeah. But and I mean, to answer the first part, we did take more shots down the field, and we'll continue to work on that. That hasn't necessarily been our strength in this offense up to this point, but we're trying to get better at the things that we need to get better at, and that's one of them. So we'll keep working on it. At the same time, we'll work on taking care of the football. I mean, that's an important stat. Points and score are important. Each team's going to give you an opportunity, for something different. we felt maybe we had a shot of getting a couple deep ones against you know, against that crew. And but every week's different. Yeah.
Would you say ball security is job one? I mean, if you've got an identity of your team or what you preach most of your offense, is ball security number one?
Well, it's one of the things that you talk about for sure. I mean, that's I'm probably saying this about every coach in this league. I mean, we understand that turnovers, they hurt you. That's a significant stat. So you want to eliminate the turnovers on the offensive side and increase them on the defensive side. I mean, that's the plus minus margin there is very important. So, but I do to tell you that I do talk. Yeah, I do talk about ball security and make sure that you take care of that thing. Turnovers hurt you.
Along those lines, Andy, you talked in the offseason about you had talked to Alex about maybe trying to be aggressive and maybe push it just a little bit. Are you pretty happy how he's walked that line?
Yeah, I like what he does. I love the way he's playing. Do we all have room to get better? Absolutely. But I like the way he's taking care of the game, and he threw the ball well the other night. And you know, just the more familiar that he is with the receivers and the offense and so on, the better it gets.
It seems like drop passes are becoming a little more of an issue here. How do you work with guys other than just repetition?
Yeah, you got to focus on the football. In particular, we've seen a lot of man coverage here the last few weeks, so it's tight coverage. It becomes a physical game. You've got to make sure that you focus even that much more on the football and stay aggressive on the ball. So we keep working it. Keep working in practice. We're getting a great look from the scout team. So you keep working it and making sure that keep your focus up every practice, every rep that you get.
Coach, the later you get into the season, what are some of the keys or challenges in getting your team to play the best football late in the season?
Yeah, you keep doing the process every week. So I mentioned to you almost every day here, right, that you make sure that you look at the team that you're playing. You respect them. We're in the National Football League. The margin between winning and losing is that big. So you got to make sure you come and you study them, respect them, and then get yourself ready to play. And you lose focus on that process. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You lose focus on that process. Start taking shortcuts, you got a problem. So this group hasn't done that. They've stayed very disciplined with that, and I wouldn't expect anything less.
You said I'm talking about right guard and tackle. You said you didn't think it was going to come down to that. You think Osceola is closer?
Well, he's going to try to go today. So I would tell you he's closer than Fish, but I would still tell you it's a day-to-day thing. Fish did not do the walkthrough. The first three guys I mentioned didn't do the walkthrough. So
which one of those? I'm sorry, Chris. Which one of those three offensive linemen who haven't been active? Which one of those guys would be out if you need another body?
I don't know that. We're rotating them all in. So Rock or Johnson, I mean, you know, they're all getting reps in there. And we'll just, you know, keep doing that and just see how it works.
Can Watkins play tackle, or is Johnson really the only tackle in that group?
Well, he's done that. I mean, he's played there. We work him in at – they're getting reps at all of them, so at all the positions other than center. Neither one of them are center. So,
Terribio got most of his work on the goal line. Who's the next man up there? Did Love contribute there immediately?
I'm going to see what goes on. Give me today and tomorrow, and let's see how that goes, how fast he picks things up. But he could do that, yes. He could do that.
There's a fine line that the quarterback sometimes walks between ball security and taking a chance. The two plays Alex had at the end of the first half. First of all, he took the sack. Obviously, that's not what you want to see in that position, but was there somewhere for him to go that he just decided not to, or did he just not have a chance?
Bad call on my part. Yeah, I mean, he didn't have an opportunity for a throw on that. Yeah.
And then on the last play, when I think it was the untimed play, he takes off running. You know, he's got whatever it was,
50
yards to them.
Yeah, the Hail Mary look.
You don't throw the Hail Mary even if they're
taking a chance? Yeah, it didn't time up that way. That wasn't available.
Coach,
Normally he would do that, though. Yeah.